Hey everybody, it is the second half of the episode that was uploaded earlier this week. I don't even know the episode title because I haven't thought that far in advance. I just know that we recorded something like an hour and 45 of audio something, and it was too goddamn much for one episode. I want to get more content, so we're breaking that bitch in half. Welcome to the second half of whatever the fuck this episode was called. Good day.
I mean,
I would always walk out with that smile right every time we fucked. I would just exit the room, and I had the little Bill grin right before he blew his brains out.
Boogie Nights. I remember watching that at a sleepover, and the girl was like, she was a bad girl, that like I was having a sleepover at her house. Me and Steph, another friend, John knows.
Mm-hmm.
We knew this girl from Camp Letts in Maryland, and she lived in Arlington, but she like in the winter in between camp we would all hang out still. So she invited us over for a sleepover, and she was like a bad girl, you know, and she's like, we're gonna watch Boogie Nights.
I totally shit in the toilet. With it.
That was me. I didn't even go to Chantilly.
I snuck in. That's how hard I put.
And this was before that even happened, because this was like seventh grade.
I invented time travel.
Yeah.
Science is so bad.
She's like, we're gonna watch Boogie Nights. Have you guys seen it? And we were like, no. Like, what's it about? She's like, porn. We're like, oh my God. You know, and like, we didn't, and I just remember that last scene where he pulls
this huge rubber cock out.
This huge fake dick out.
Did you guys all scream?
He screams so loud. To the point where her mom is like running, we're in the basement and she's running down the stairs. Are you guys okay?
We're watching a horror movie.
the monster was revealed.
Another time I remember this is all like sleepover stories. We remember like
that's the podcast title.
Sleepover stories. Remember the softcore porn that would be on TV really late night.
Yeah.
We'd plan sleepovers around that.
So we were sleeping over at our friend's house, who was also, her mom was our Girl Scout leader, and her mom was always went to bed super late. It was really annoying, but they had a really cool house, so like we loved sleeping over there. And we found this like softcore porn, and we put it on, and we're all like, we're saying stuff like dick and like blowjob, and then the mom
like it's like autistic dirty talk.
No, we're like, that's a blowjob, that's a dick, and her mom didn't come downstairs, but called all our parents the next day.
Wow.
And told
what
them.
A snitch.
And I remember my mom like sitting down, and she could not keep it together. She was laughing so hard. She was like, Eve, yeah, mom, when you were at the sleepover last night, were you watching an inappropriate movie? No, because it wasn't a movie. It was on TV.
Right.
And, well, Mrs. Barry called.
Chuck's mom?
Chuck Barry's mom? What's she doing?
Eva, did you check those toilets for cameras?
How's Vernon doing?
And it's your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Barry. Remember that new genre of film you've been looking for? Well, listen to this.
Just shaky Michael Jackson.
Dick. Blow job.
Dick.
Michael J. Fox. I said Michael Johnson.
Just me getting fucked.
Good golly, Miss Molly plays in the background.
You getting fucked by the psych patient.
No,
30 minutes later. Can you believe people are saying
that?
What the fuck?
I can't believe that.
Hey, I support my son. He's got a drug problem. He's getting fucked by meth bitches. Let's get him out of here.
Yeah, but my mom's like, well, Mrs. Barry seems to think that you girls were watching a porno. She's like, I can see that she's laughing. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, Mom. It didn't happen. She's like, okay, cool. Like, right. It just was never discussed again. I think she felt the need to like...
Acknowledge
it, because if it got back to Mrs. Barry's
was
daughter,
was Mrs. Barry like uptight or?
Yeah, kind of uptight.
She probably was just covering her own ass.
I think she was, you know, and that's what parents do. I'm sure. I'm not one, but But she was just covering her shit. But it was just, I just will always remember my mom like trying to keep it together and not like hysterically laughing that her daughter and her friends were watching porn.
Mrs. Barry didn't put it on though, did she? I have a movie that you girls are going to like. It's called 9 and a Half Weeks. It's with this hunky, just dreamboat Mickey Rourke.
Turn off that boring My Dinner with Andre.
Wallace Shawn. Inconceivable.
A pavilion.
A pavilion. Yeah, who wants to have dinner with that guy?
That. I came in both the wine glasses.
Gary Elwood.
That's a different movie with Wallace Shawn in 9 and a Half Weeks with Kim Basinger.
Did you say Wall of Shawn?
Wall of Shawn. Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn.
Run the ice cube down my chest. strawberry. This pussy's inconceivable. Can't believe I'm in here.
Or Last Tango in Paris with Wallace Shawn. Now put this butter up your butt.
Oh, I thought he was going to be the receiver.
My turn.
It's my turn. Wallace Shawn, he is such a gremlin. That's mean to say. He's a national treasure. I'd be really sad if he died in a helicopter crash.
He'd be the NBA logo. Who is that? That's Wallace Shawn. He was in The Princess Bride. He had a small part as a reoccurring character on The Cosby Show. No, he did.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah. He was somebody's dad or something.
Whose dad?
One of the kids, like Rudy's friend or okay. something. Like that.
I thought you were going to say he played Rudy's dad.
It's the guy from The Princess Bride.
This is inconceivable. Is this? That's my Felicia Rashad. She's always like, oh, is this the. Everything is. I'm Felicia Rashad.
She was teaching acting in D.C. for
a
little bit.
She's incredible. Oh. I love her. I saw her in August, Osage County.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
And I remember like going to see it, and she.
Please tell me you're just talking about a movie.
No, the play. They gave the movie role to Meryl. Duh. Yeah.
I saw Drew Barrymore in E.T. It's fantastic.
On Broadway? Yes.
On Broadway?
I think I saw a VHS
of
the Broadway.
Did you know there's a Broadway street in Tampa?
You're both looking at me like my cats when I rattle their food.
When they eat like this.
When they eat with their pawpaws.
It's really cute.
Yeah, so Girl Dad, Kobe. I'm reading a list, not having a stroke.
Blow job.
Walshaw.
Dick.
Dick pussy.
Blow job, blow job.
Oh, God. I'm trying to remember. No, I had a horrible like first public porn experience.
What, watching porn in public?
Yeah, no. You
never
watched. I'm thinking of like sleepover right. Porn experiences.
Like Jazz in the Garden. Jizz in the Garden.
I know, I love the Capital Jizz Festival.
We're gonna go watch porn on the front yard of the church.
You've never masturbated on a veranda.
In high school, like a big group of us watched porn together once.
See, I can only imagine.
Was everyone just giggling or?
Oh, we were all. It was like guys and girls. We went to.
I love how the guys have to pretend they're giggling. Yeah. When it was like, yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
I know.
We all went to La Tache.
Uh-huh.
Like, we walked in there, and we're all like,
you mean that store that opened in 2014? Yeah.
That's been around forever.
I know.
Okay.
I was 29.
We all went. It was So naughty of us. No, we went to La Tache. We're all giggling over like the dildos and like the all that, just everything. And then someone like bought a porn. Someone's older brother. I'm not going to say who bought a porn. Not my older brother, because he was not involved in this. And then we all went back to someone's house and watched it. And it was like five guys and like six girls watching.
Yeah,
it
all the girls are laughing and all the guys are like losing their minds. They're watching porn. Oh, yeah.
We were all like dying laughing because of like the.
Yeah, to you guys, it's just hysterical.
Well, because this was like a porn with like a premise and there was talking. Was it
were there money shots?
It was soft court. Like there was.
Oh.
It was.
Someone went to an adult store and bought a soft court porn.
I mean, we were. It's not like now where
it's like it's like the store owner probably saw an opportunity. We gotta get rid of some of this softcore.
These teenagers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is hardcore.
Bring in a report card of all A's. Right. Softcore 50% off.
No, I remember it was like a Renaissance themed. Like we were all laughing.
Was it Lady Chatterley?
Lady Chatterley's lover.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Was it the name of the rose? River Phoenix was such a talent. R.I.P.
It was the rose with Bette Midler. We went in thinking we were gonna see porn. It's just Bette the whole time.
So did anything happen after you guys stopped watching?
I mean, we went out to a party and started drinking.
I cannot tell you how different that is when you're the dude in that situation.
Why?
Because at least 50% of the brain is, I just need to laugh and act completely cool. And 50% of your brain is like, we're going to all start fucking.
No.
Yeah.
They did not.
It's a hoax.
We were all like childhood friends.
Yeah.
This happened in Briar. Matter. It was does all like Briar.
Yeah.
Tits.
And now you grew your big girl tits. They wanted to plow.
I had big girl tits then.
There you go. 100%. Like no. I've been in that situation where it's hardcore porn and all the girls are like, isn't this crazy?
Or they're going, this is gross. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah. This is disgusting. Who would watch this?
Wow. I gotta find a way to get
okay,
video.
I'm gonna return this to Blockbuster.
I'm a feminist.
I'm on your side.
Yeah, I'm on your side.
You're right. This is ridiculous.
No, it was.
I'm working on a story for Story District.
Okay.
And part of the story is this girl that I used to kind of half date. I don't know. We'd hook up a lot. We were like somewhere in between.
She didn't have teeth.
Yeah, exactly. But one time I called her up and she was very sexual. And this was 2003 probably. And
it's a sexy time.
Please tell me that's how you said it to her. Like, you are being extremely sexual. This is 2003. Kobe's about to do something horrible.
This is post 9/11.
Bush is in office. It's not Clinton anymore.
Yeah, it
is. Laissez-faire attitude about sex.
We've learned shame again.
It's a return to the good old days.
I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I rented a porno. And I was like, boing!
Yes.
Just the mention of it.
Oh, that she went into the store. This is a different era.
Yeah.
I know.
She went into the store.
It's pretty much putting on
and
a scarlet
rented it
A.
Face to face. Like with someone else. I didn't even have the balls then to go rent
but
it.
In high school, that was like 02. So it was really? Around the same time.
You would rent them?
Yeah. We went
like
to
like hardcore porn?
No. We rented a softcore.
No, this was hard.
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw insertion.
Yeah. I went actually over to her house like 10 minutes later or something like, and we watched it and it was like the same thing that John was talking about. It was like, I hope she's, is she going to start blowing me?
Did she?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Incredible. It was like being tied up and
go on.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, this is, yeah, it's hot. All right. And
you're like looking at each other like,
I was like, when is she going to
climb every on guy's top literally of me? Yeah, when will we start mimicking what we're seeing there? Like a fucking how to speak French tape.
It was the longest 5 minutes I've ever endured.
That's how she quantified the sex. Oh.
Oh. That's such a like child
she did
thing.
She
when
did
are
ask
mimic what I see.
She did ask me afterwards how good she was and I was like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it was like, sex.
It was excellent. She's
like, all right.
You took my penis inside
like,
you.
Right. Well, no, this was just...
A blowy.
Oh, still her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like...
It's inside her.
Yeah, Eva, like, what the fuck? Like, you watch a cooking show, you want to make food. What the-
I know. No, we just went out drinking after that.
Yeah.
And all the dudes drank themselves into a... Just,
they're like, yeah. This is 5 minutes.
And then they all Aaron Hernandez each other. Hey, well, the girls didn't come home with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just got up and went to their party.
Want to finish the tape?
Yeah, want
to keep watching?
Not with you guys. Well, you know what I remember? I don't know if this was like for you, but in high school, like, no guy admitted that they jerked off. Maybe one guy who was my hero, where I was like, how can you admit this like so freely and confidently? Yeah, I know. And then it was like, as soon as like, we got to college, it was like, oh yeah, man, I like, jerk off like four or five times a day. But like in high school, I was so afraid of either admitting it or someone finding out. But then it was
I
like,
remember,
as soon as you graduated with the diploma, it's like, here's the bravery and the permission to let people know that you masturbate, kid. Thanks.
Freedom.
Was that the same for you?
No, our group was a little more advanced. No. Yeah, I would say, because I mean, I first learned about jerking off because there was this older kid who had been flunked down a grade who talked to... you wouldn't know him. He went to another school.
He was in high school and he was like flunked to like the sixth grade.
Hey, kid.
Hey, guys. Let me tell you what's going on in high
school.
Give
me $5. I'll teach you something. No, he, I guess he should have been a seventh grader when we're all sixth graders. And like he was jerking it at that point. So
he was a narc.
Send back to frame up.
Simpson, come here. We send you to undercover to do this work to find drugs.
Hey, fellow youth.
I'm just trying to earn their trust.
21 Jump Street spinoff.
Hey, fellow kids.
Hey, wait, you guys jerk off, right?
So he
well, you guys got it.
He told you about it?
So he used to jerk off. Using this
in front of you?
No, we drew that line. Thank Christ. No, this is the. We've talked about this, maybe not with you guys before, but there was a pen. I know you're like, where is this going?
Okay, hey, put this up your ass.
He was really.
And then I started jerking it a little bit.
Make sure you don't put the cap on.
Oh. Oh.
So there was this, some pen they sold to like kids. This goofy piece of shit called
an
the EpiPen. You put the EpiPen.
Hey, I need that. That could save my life. No. Hey, come here.
I'm going to arc so hard. You peel around, it's like a clove of garlic. That's my prostate. Sink the EpiPen.
Ignore the prostate.
Sink the EpiPen into that.
All right, so it's a pen.
There was this like pen that they sold called the Squiggle Wiggle Writer.
Yes.
Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it had like just a weight on a pendulum
weight
at the top.
And
you would shove some batteries in it, and it'd go like.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah, so
they were not sex toys.
I know, I'm like wondering where this
so
is going.
So he would load up the Squiggle Wiggle Writer and just like hold it against his prick, and eventually would like blow a wad. And that was how I first thought you would masturbate. Like, you needed an accessory to do so.
You had to have the squiggle.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
did you go into what is it, La Tasha, and be like, I am?
No, but I did clean out Total Crafts.
Right. Where did all the squiggle wiggles go? Is that so? That's the first time. That's how you tried it.
No, I did not borrow his squiggle wiggle writer, nor did I purchase.
Hey,
one.
You want to borrow mine?
All right. No, much like seeing a man light a fire with a lighter, I, who didn't have a lighter, went home and started fiddling with the twigs. And I was like, I think I'm onto something here. And maybe legit. Okay, he might have been sixth grade and we were fifth grade, you know, or he should have been in sixth. So I think it took me like a full year before I decoded the Da Vinci Code and figured out how to bust
your
watts.
Fifth grade notebooks are just nothing but scribbles and like equations trying to figure this out. Like, what did he do?
Like, writing on windows.
Yes. Galifianakis of the Hangover.
Did you even know what he meant? Like, how did... I can't even believe I'm asking this. Wait. What was his, like, sort of premise leading into this? Like, was he just like, hey, you guys ever do this and then this happens?
I mean, like, so we went to this dude's house for a sleepover. And I mean...
Who was it?
A kid named Jimmy Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did go to the same elementary school, too.
Okay. Well, now
he could have been telling my brother about this, too. So
I don't know if he ran in the same
now
circle.
Now I'm just imagining now, Dave Thomas.
I just, wiggle this was, this was.
I definitely had them.
So I, oh yeah, the entire class knew about Squiggle Wiggle Writers. Okay. So your brother is definitely busting loads on that piece. She's got her arms up like Defoe in Platoon. So this night was the first time I was exposed to computer porn, because this dude was like into the original like BBS stuff where you were just downloading photos off servers.
Right.
I remember there was a short called Jade Wong East Sucks West.
Ooh.
And it was just like 5 seconds of an Asian chick sucking on a white prick, you know, with like fucking 640 by 480 resolution. Like, it looked like a Sega Genesis.
Or like when they pixelated to like blur the identity.
Pretty much, yeah. So there was that. Then I learned about the Squiggle Wiggle Writer. Then I did my first all-nighter.
What's this guy up to now? He showed you all of this?
He is working on the campaign. Wuhan virus during that.
Yeah,
so then I stayed up all night, and then the capper was his mom fed me a turkey sandwich with Miracle Whip. And I was like, this is 100 times better than mayonnaise. So after learning about porn and masturbation and Miracle Whip, I blacked out. I was just done. I was like, there's nothing more this head can learn today.
It seems so apropos, that sort of that condiment.
Yeah, of course.
Miracle
yeah.
Whip. That white,
fluffy. So you dip the hot dog in it.
Hey, check out my mom eats this shit.
Just watch her.
Now get your pen.
I'm gonna hey. Papa Giorgio. Speaking of Jimmy,
I might be 24 and in the sixth grade,
but I know something.
Speaking of Jade eats me East.
Jade Wong East Sucks West.
He sucks West. Are you worried about the coronavirus?
Oh, you mean the coronavirus infecting the brothel that I frequent?
Yes.
The all Chinese brothel? My mom the other day specifically, she had this on the news, and she turns to me and she goes, you and your brother better not go to any of those Asian places that you do go to. I don't want you bringing this home.
That's what you've been worried about?
bringing coronavirus right, home? Right. A few other viruses?
Just don't bring any SARS back with you.
No.
Hiv is okay.
I'm really torn, because on one hand, it's almost racist to walk in there. Like, what am I going to do? Like, fucking shower
that's
with the mask
that's
on?
What you say, hey, they're Korean. That's yes. Right.
And she'll burst out with this just encyclopedic knowledge of New York prostitution lore. She'll be like, while they are Korean massage parlors, the Koreans were run out of the business around 2010. Mm-hmm. And now they are staffed by Chinese.
Does she have like that kind of knowledge?
No.
Oh.
Like, that's sadly just in my head.
She knows a lot about astrology.
I know the prostitution laws in New York.
I just think it's funny your mom knows that you go to those places.
Yeah, like I kind of joked about it.
How did she find out?
I think like I must have joked about it in front of her, and then she really quickly deduced
how every day.
Yeah. So, Mom, would you still love your little sunny boy if you paid for it? No, for
like
some...
Here, my dad thinks you're like this rolling bachelor. He's like, yeah. Papa's got the life.
Yeah.
Bachelor, making money just for him.
Yeah. No, I support a couple Chinese kids indirectly.
I can't believe your mom knows.
There's a non-zero amount of my money circulating in the PRC right now.
You probably started.
No, for some, she's like so weirdly uptight about some things, and yet other things she's just not phased by. So
she
I cannot,
is a germaphobe, so I can see
yeah, I
like
cannot,
why she doesn't want the coronavirus.
But
in her
she
home.
Just, I think she just assumes like all men fuck prostitutes. So that.
Well,
like,
I mean, no disrespect, but didn't you say that your dad?
Oh, in the day when he was like a sailor in the 60s. And yeah, probably, he was a maniac.
Did she know that?
I don't know how much he told her.
Girl in every port.
Yeah, I mean, he would bang the free stuff. He would bang the paid stuff.
He was so handsome.
Yeah, he was like, imagine so me, handsome. But with confidence.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too much.
You're just picturing Michael.
What is...
Picturing Michael. Aww, you love Michael so much. Yes. You know he does, right?
He made a girl blow him after watching a porno.
What class?
Yeah.
Was this guy magic?
That's why I call him the Merlin of Poon.
Girl just comes over.
Gets a porno. She calls Michael Johnson.
Then she blows him 5 minutes later.
Get out of here.
The guy's a genius.
Forget about it.
It was my idea. Go rent a porno and give me a call. I won't come over there if you're not playing it.
You hiring the team from Inception. So what an idea are we implanting? Yeah. Yeah. I need you to shoot a porno.
He did that whole thing. Yeah. In 03. We're talking 03 here.
We're talking, this is 2003. Come on. 2003.
I had a similar experience. Take away the porn and then the same group of friends watching Kids. That
oh
movie.
Shit! Yeah,
and it wasn't as fun as watching the porn.
No,
the
no.
Kids were. Oh, you mean the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
I thought you meant kids fucking.
What?
We discarded the porn, but we made kids go at it in front of us.
That movie is a ends on a downer.
That movie, the whole thing's a downer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone gets the HIV.
I
or like doesn't Rosario Dawson not get it, but she's the more promiscuous one.
Well, I mean, it's left yes. unsaid though, right? Oh wait, no. Or do
I think
they all?
Chloe Sevigny gets yeah. it, but she's like more pure than Rosario. Yeah,
it was
Dawson.
Her first time
because right? she's white. Even that's fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't make that casting choice.
Yeah. No, I. You know what? I remember growing up and hearing about Kids like. Over and over, and I finally watched Kids, I shit you not, in the last 12 months.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
It was great. Yeah. Fucking fantastic. The dude that plays Casper and then died like 5 years later, that dude
did
was...
He?
Yeah, Casper's
OD
dead.
Or something?
Yes. Or killed himself?
You should see the director's... there's a series on YouTube with the... I forget the director's name. But it chronicles all his guest appearances on Letterman.
Okay.
And he is a unique dude.
The director of Kids?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Corinne Fisher or something like that? Harmony Corrine?
Yes, that's yeah. it. Yes.
Corinne Fisher's like a podcaster. I got there. Fuck.
When you said that.
I got my own rebound. Fuck off.
When you said that, I just thought Carrie Fisher. Yeah. I was like, she directed Kids?
Justin Pierce was cast.
Now you kids, fuck.
My mom was Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, he hung himself.
Ah.
Yeah.
like Jerry Epstein.
Yeah, so sad. No, it was a good film. Rosario Dawson never been hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because she's like 13 in it. You're so disgusting.
Took you a minute.
Oh, shit.
You're so disgusting.
I wasn't even listening, and I go, oh, yeah.
Rosario Dawson's
Michael, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm like looking at pictures of her, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
She is so
That
beautiful.
Needs to be a three-second YouTube highlight called How Michael Got His Hard Drive Searched.
She's so beautiful.
Who, Rosario? She's like my ex that looked a ton like her. I'm still not 100% over that, no.
You still look at her Facebook.
Yes, 100%. The only ex that I still look at the Facebook. 100%.
Michael, do you look at any exes' Facebooks?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He's a romantic.
I'm also a like missed opportunity guy.
Oh.
Oh God, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, no, he'll legit like text me late at night and he'll be like bemoaning some woman, and then the next week he'll like be texting bemoaning another one, and I'll be like, well, what about the first one, Michael? Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of them too is
No,
yeah.
It's usually like exes that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's why you do well with women, because you truly can like fall in love. And I think they sense that.
I agree.
Yeah. And so, like, when you're with a girl in the moment, like, you 100% are like, I think this could be the one, I really care deeply about you. You're not like me, where it's just like a fucking juggling bear in your brain. Like,
that's a pretty good diagnosis.
Yeah. And then.
Do you think you owe those girls amends? Is that why?
Oh.
Is that why you are a missed opportunity guy?
No, a lot of it was I was straight scared and drunk. Yeah. Or a lot of it would be I would not take like the opportunity, especially if it was, I think we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she was like somebody that I really liked, I would just shit my pants.
Yeah. One girl was like, hi.
Yeah. And then I would have to, I'd be away. Like, I got to fucking drink a 12 pack and I'll come back and talk to you.
Yeah, because then I'll have confidence.
Yeah. And then I'll just be normal.
And I'll be super charming.
Sorry, right. I was texting. Did you just imbue him with the talking cat? Well, hi.
Well, hi.
Well, hi.
I don't feel that way anymore now.
You've been a little more closed down. Like, in the time that I've known you, which is about a year now or something like that, yeah, you haven't been anything serious to my knowledge. You've kind of...
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely have gone on some dates.
You have.
And I've enjoyed most of them.
I want you to marry Diane Cannon.
I did. Well, she's 80.
I want you to marry.
She's 83.
And she's going to die soon and leave you that money.
I know.
Right?
And those wigs.
Yeah.
And the wigs.
She was like one of my first sort of like, you know, being like 7 or 8. And she was probably 40.
I was going to say, even then, she was 50, dude.
Yeah, dude. And
she
was
pretty.
Yeah. Her, Marky Post.
What?
They're going to say Marky Mark.
Marky Post, the mother on Silver Spoons. Yeah. Fucking loved her. Where were some other older women?
My brother loved Vanna White when he was young.
Vanna. Oh, I had a Playboy that had her nude. Oh, did I blow some wads to that.
Mm-hmm. Where are some other older women?
You're talking Burgess. No, I was going to say
Burgess
Meredith. Meredith back.
Come here.
Burbank.
Let me show
Come
you
here.
My tits.
Look at these knockers. No.
Yes.
Come here, Rock. Show me that little cock, Rock.
It's over, Rock.
Hey, I think we should just go back to training.
No, Meredith Baxter Burney did like a movie about having knockers cancer.
That's what it's called. Yeah. I'm sorry, but you have knockers. Not both knockers, just the left knocker.
Stay.
Why are you looking at me like that? Is this your husband? You'll want to hear this.
Tata's a carcinogenic.
Yeah.
Right. Move out of the way. I need to talk to the man. We're going to figure out what's the best form of
this
treatment.
This ditzy dame. Now let's
she
look
got
at
knockers, kids. It's probably something she did wrong.
Look at these x-rays of her bazoombas.
Show us your pair, girl.
Just take them out. Don't be shy. I'm a doctor.
Why is everybody looking at me like this?
They look amazing. I made her wear that demi bra. She looks fantastic, but inside those bazongas is a cancer.
Now let's talk white t-shirts.
Before we perform surgery, I'm going to put on a tank top. A la Jacqueline Bisset in the deep.
The room's going to be cold. Keep it around 55 or anything.
Not for sanitary reasons.
Yeah. Not at all.
I just like a braille areola.
No, areola is too medical. It has to be something funny.
Pepperonis.
I like a bumpy peppy.
Pepperoni. My deep laugh on that one. That was my old man smoker's laugh.
What were we even talking about?
Meredith Baxter Burgess. Meredith Burney. Go, come on, I'm rock. So she did a movie where she had breast cancer.
Thank you.
And she did an on-screen mammogram. And it was supposed to be this huge educational moment because it was like on CBS or ABC, but they allowed her giant, amazing tits to be out. And yet guys are perverts. So I cannot.
She has giant tits.
Giant tits.
Really?
Oh, my God. And I cannot tell you how many. Michael
is pulling out his phone right now.
All right. 15 minutes have passed. We're back. Michael's out of the bathroom.
I had no idea.
Fucking great pair. Like, I cannot. We're talking double-digit loads I popped as a kid. Mm. And I did not even really care for Family Ties. But fuck, I was so turned on that these were just boobs on network TV. Never printed them out on my dot matrix printer.
with the pixels. Wow. And Sega.
Thank you. Let me see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What a set, right?
Look at those pepperonis.
I'm like,
those are salamis.
I had no idea.
All right, Jack Donaghy. Lemon.
Good God, Lemon.
I'm thinking, you're
stuttering.
Who's Jack Donaghy again?
From 30 Rock, Alec Baldwin.
Good God, Lemon.
Who's the, she was married to Tom Cruise for 5 minutes.
Oh my God, Mimi Rogers.
Yes.
Mimi. Oh, dude, that's another woman whose entire career is just summed up as some topless stills to me. The masseuse. And there was some dude who was just paid to rub her giant tits. Her comically large tits.
Her and Susan Sarandon.
Oh, Susan Sarandon's packing heat.
No, fucking Mimi Rogers makes her look like Twiggy.
No, Susan Sarandon has huge boobs.
I don't care. Mimi Rogers is...
You know, my dad went to...
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, Mimi Rogers is a hormonal marvel.
Oh, my God.
Hormonal marvel. That should be a new comic.
You don't get that normally. There was a cyst on an ovary or something.
Mimi Rogers.
Yeah.
Michael pulled up a completely nude picture of Mimi.
Yeah. I mean, even as a kid, I was...
I thought you were going to say, even as a kid, she was stacked.
Yeah,
but that is a still from the masseuse.
the plot of that movie was just that she had to go get a massage.
Yeah.
It was covered by insurance.
Yes, this is like, what's as an
soundtrack by
as
Hank Williams Jr.
As an actor, what's her, like, motivation, obstacle? Like, well, you're going to get a massage, and you have to go back to work. So you're fighting.
So is it like a massage I've had? No, it's a tit massage.
Okay. Okay.
So what is my character fighting for?
To keep her dignity.
not to go back twice in one day. Why would I go back twice?
Would you stop? You lippy broad.
I hope you get knocker cancer.
Yeah, give me Meredith Baxter Brady.
That's a woman who knew how to flop him out.
That's the guy from Cocktail.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Oh, I love him.
And the dude from FX, right?
What? Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Your chair sounded like you farted as you leaned over.
I want to know, like, what's the, yeah, I want to just know, like.
If, trying to do it again.
You're like, was he paid scale?
Yeah. Or just no, like pitching this script idea to her. Like, hey, Mimi, I know you haven't worked in a while, but I have a script on in front of me right now. It is 3 pages. It's called The Masseuse.
It's coming in at 214 minutes.
And we're working with the guy from Cocktail. Yes, we know he was in the movie with your ex.
They can compare notes, Mimi.
Oh, yeah, it's probably his idea. Like,
oh,
like,
Mimi.
We got this movie, Masseuse. We got you signed on. Who should we get for the lead female role? It's Tom's marriage. No, they divorced. Yeah, give Mimi a call.
Mimi.
He's married to that thin Australian now. Mimi, she's... Those were big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never even heard of that movie.
This is just shit I used to jack to. This all the time. All the time. Stills
John
from The Masseuse. Also, another movie, Alyssa Milano, Kiss of the Vampire. Oh, yeah. These are literally movies I only know
from... Oh, my God.
Okay, I owe you a... But that's older Susan Sarandon.
No, they are huge.
Mimi wins. I think Mimi's
that,
are bigger.
I mean, that...
But she's like 50 there.
Are you typing in young Susan Sarandon, big boobs?
Yeah. Areola size question mark metric.
Pepperonis. Knockers.
Knockers.
I just love Susan Sarandon.
She's great. She's had the better career. Her daughter is like an all-time butterface.
Oh, I think she's so cute. Eva Murray?
Yeah.
I think she's adorable. I think she looks just like Susan.
Butterface. Was she in Last Tango in Paris?
Wait, the Wallace Shawn or the Marlon Brando one?
I'm going to get it. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, okay.
The show is now just us watching Michael look up nudes.
This
is the final evolution.
Oh, yeah.
She has big black rectangle
nipples.
Nipples.
She was born like that, Michael.
That's new.
Why does she have duct tape on her boobs?
My dad went to college with her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did he?
Went to Catholic U with her.
Oh, there's a nice one. I think it was
what movie was that?
I think that was right before Rocky Horror.
Oh. She was so cute in Rocky Horror.
She just didn't know any better. Like off in my own world. She didn't know any better.
So probably glad Sarandon wasn't around for this Me Too bullshit.
She knew how to pull him out like a good girl and shut up.
I would say that Sarandon has the more fun breasts.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mimi's are just...
And she's prettier than Mimi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, Mimi's just like an assault on the senses.
Yeah, and Mimi's very stern looking.
But she has that accent.
Yeah.
What accent?
Wait, no, she's American.
Oh, fuck.
You've been watching her.
I'm a little titty drunk
sort of,
right now. I'm not going to lie.
You've been watching.
A little titty tipsy.
A little titty tipsy.
He's a two titty queer. Yeah.
Was there anything else?
That was all just part one of the outline. Let me see if we had anything else. No, we covered everything. Yeah, no. I mean, I really could just debate Mimi Rogers versus Sarandon.
Mimi versus Sarandon.
Where I would still go with Mimi just because of the vulgarity of those large, those obscene tits. Yeah, exactly. Like, Susan, there's still like just a hint of class. Mimi's just built for a pounding. Mimi's like, I can't take you out in public. Back to the bedroom with you. You breeding mare. Suckle my young.
That's all you're good for.
Yeah. Spray, spray, bitch, bitch. That's my life with you, you lactating whore. I'm actually picturing life with her.
You're picturing a life with Mimi Rogers right now. You have a tear coming out of your eye.
I do.
Did you see that?
What if he starts dating Mimi Rogers and I start dating Diane Cannon?
Oh my god. Well, who do I get to date?
Diane Rehm.
Wallace Shawn.
Yes. This is inconceivable.
I get Wallace Shawn.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy, kid.
She doesn't look too bad. That's lately.
No, she's pretty. She's just so mean looking.
She's giant.
She's very tall. But everyone looks tall next to Cruz.
So my children could play topless basketball.
She has dreads.
Oh my god. Can that be the picture for a pod? Can that just be the picture?
She looks like Gary Oldman in True Romance.
Yeah, with huge tits.
Now I know I'm pretty.
But you've been talking to me this whole time. You haven't even looked at my titties.
It's like she went to one of those Caribbean beaches that offer like doing one braid.
Right, yeah.
She went
just
full.
Michael Scott coming back.
His little feeling hot.
Smashing her little tin drum.
Oh, there's another one with, well, no, she got him done in the show.
Melora Hardin.
Yeah. Remember she got the fake boobs in the show? Michael Scott, not you, Michael Johnson.
I can't believe he didn't take the microphone in the crapper with him.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, pop his basement first.
He has to remove his colonoscopy bag.
He just starts playing it like a... He mimes playing a bagpipe on his colostomy bag. It is so funny. And that's when every woman falls in love with him. It's just this insane mix of vulnerability and humor.
I can't believe you were picturing a life with Mimi Rogers.
Why wouldn't I?
She would take good care of you.
Oh, my God.
We should look up her net worth.
Yeah. I just, can you imagine, like, coming home upset, and she's just, like, there, and pops one of those in your mouth?
She's like, I was going to think she holds your head to them.
But no, she literally, just like, bloop.
There's no build up to it, either.
No.
She's just like, come here. She has one of those breastfeeding bras where...
Yeah, you just pull the cup down.
You pull just that, but the bra stays on for support, but just the huge nipple comes out.
And it makes that sound of a curtain not being properly lowered. Just like...
You have some really shitty stage hands.
Yeah.
Come here, you've had a bad day, kid. Feeling better? I don't know why I'm making her sound like
yes,
that.
Mommy.
Yes, Mimi.
Mimi, mommy.
Mimi, mommy, yes. You were tearing up a little bit, though.
I know.
Thinking about your life together. See, you have a little bit. I'm glad not all the romance is dead.
No, like
you can still picture.
If a woman has really gigantic tits, I can feel love. But I mean, they have to be huge.
They have to be obscene.
The word is obscene. Yeah. like parents have to be covering their children's eyes.
Yeah.
Even if she's wearing something completely covered, like they're just so big.
Like Coco.
Yeah, like Coco. That's a good place to start.
Do you think she's hot?
Who, Coco?
Yeah. Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Am I not supposed to?
I don't know. I think she's so fun, you know?
Yeah.
But she's just so...
She's like... I mean...
It's obscene.
It's like, it's like Jessica Rabbit, but real. And fucking iced tea.
Yo, Coco.
Oh.
What's that? Ice Dandolfini?
We wanted you to take the microphone in the bathroom with
you. Oh, geez. I don't know.
Too little, too late, buddy.
I know.
Well, do we want to call it? Yeah. I'll have to break this into two episodes, I think. It's like 1:35 we've done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just break it. We can take the Kobe stuff wall. Out.
Why?
You're so sad then.
Why was
someone
that?
Someone go back and...
I said we can take the Kobe stuff out. We were so sad then.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Someone bleep out my Shane Gillis moment. I want a career. All right.
I'm hungry.
Look at pictures of Mimi Rogers.
I have been.
I'm craving dairy.
Yeah, I know. Who wants to go out for some custard?
Milwaukee's famous.
Yeah. Well, yeah. To end on a sexy note, Google the words Japanese nipple fucking and...
Can I plug?
Sure. Oh, okay, right after that.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Oh, yeah. Show at Summers.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Arlington.
Guys. All of us?
Saturday?
Yeah.
7 o'clock?
7:30 doors, 7:30 8 p.m. performance. There's going to be a lot of good improv there.
Yeah.
Are you part of the short form group performing?
No.
Okay, so you're just going to be in the...
We have Winston Hodges stand-up.
Okay.
The Retro Sessionist, which is a group out of Alexandria. Jive Turkey, which is Chris Ulrich and Joe Randazzo.
Yeah.
Wake Up Late with Kate and Denny, Kate Symes, Denny Johnson.
Yes.
Really good show. And then I'm doing Story District February 11th, worst date ever. You can hear more about the girl that rented porno.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It's a story about me just getting shit-faced.
Okay.
When I had sex promised to me. All right, no, she actually asked me to have sex with her before the date.
Are you showing off that you obtained consent?
Yeah. And then I have a play, Hate Mail.
Yes.
February 13th, 14th, and 15th
I
at 7 p.m.
13th and 15th over Old Shebeen. Yeah, in Fairfax. And
I can do the 15th.
Yeah, and a bunch of us are doing 13th. So if you wanted to meet
awesome.
Any of the... Yeah.
I need people to come.
Okay, yeah.
And, and I'll be in True West as Austin.
On Broadway?
No, City of Fairfax Theater.
They're doing it on Broadway right now.
I know. Yes. They're doing it all over the place. I was like looking it up. But that's in April.
No. I'll plug that again. When.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite plays. I'll definitely come see
is
that.
It?
Mm-hmm.
True West? Mm. What's it about?
Two brothers.
Two brothers.
Oh, okay.
Two Brothers Pizza in New York. Dollar slices.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony, come on. We got a line here. Don't you tell me what to do.
Yeah, it's how they conceived that idea. It's gripping.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take Mimi with
us. I actually was reading the script again, and I was like, is this could be like Fight Club-esque.
Oh, it's dark.
Yeah. I mean, as far as the identities, mm-hmm. like of the two guys.
Yeah.
Oh, like one's just imagining the other?
Well.
Sorry, I spoiled Fight Club, guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Eve and I were saving that for something.
One of the brothers sees dead people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the other has a choice whether to give one of his kids away or keep one before they go into Auschwitz.
Wow. That's a lot of good ideas for one play.
It's a true
West
choice.
Okay.
Cut this part out.
No. Eva, anything you're plugging?
No.
Cool.
I got nothing going on. I'm in school full time.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, and just working full time.
What are you studying?
I am getting my CSAC to be a substance abuse counselor.
Oh, nice. Yeah. CSAC.
Mm-hmm.
CSAC.
Going to be making
I'm
the
just,
big bucks.
Just pattern gaming here.
Burgess CSAC. Meredith.
I got a sack you should see. Speed bag this rock.
All right. Well, that's it. You've heard what I would plug. So we're done.
Yep.
A squiggly pen.
Squiggle wiggle writer.
Squiggle wiggle writer.
I just purchased $30,000 of stock in squiggle ink. Make me rich, people.